Now I'm going to read verse 5, begin reading there. He shall recount his nobles, they shall stumble in their walk, they shall make haste to the wall, and the defense shall be prepared. Now, what he's speaking of here is the destruction of Nineveh. It came about when the Medes came down, Cyaxares of the Medes. Babylon at this time was not the greatest kingdom, but they did join with them, and they came down against the city. And we saw last time about the chariots that raged in the street, and it has no reference to any product that General Motors or Henry Ford turns out, but it was probably the late model of chariots in that day that actually had a sickle on the axle on each side so that they could run beside another chariot of the enemy, and most of them had wooden wheels. And all they do is just cut them down. And after all, when a chariot loses a wheel, it's sort of like a car that has a flat tire. They're out of the battle, at least. And that is what the reference is to here. No prophecy at all for the automobile here. And it's that type of interpretation that brings prophecy into disrepute. Now, he goes on here to describe this total destruction, and he says in verse 6, the gates of the rivers shall be opened, and the palace shall be dissolved. Now, obviously, the Tigris River would be turned into the city. Now, as we said before, it was at this time that the campaign was carried on, that the heavy rains in that area and above that area had caused the Tigris River to reach flood stage. And when it did, why, the waters took out actually a section of the wall. And it is said that, well, we're told here it was like a pool of water. If you'll notice that, the gates of the rivers shall be opened and the palace shall be dissolved. That is, the water will just absolutely bring the palace down. I think that the foundations were swept out, and we are told in profane history that part of the wall was taken out. In fact, about 2.5 miles of the wall of Nineveh was right along by the side of the Tigris River. Now, the city was anywhere from 12 to about 30 feet above the river. That is its normal flow. But at flood stage now, it takes out a whole section of the wall, and the enemy was able to enter. In other words, this made the breach that the enemy was attempting to do. It would seem that as if the Lord had cooperated in the destruction of the city. Now, it was a very wealthy city. You see, they had brought the booty from all of the great nations, and even the southern kingdom of Judah was paying tribute. So the city of Nineveh had become a very wealthy city. But now the floodgates have been opened, and even the palace is brought down by the flooding. And we're told that what actually happened there was that the irrigation ditches were open and the palace was absolutely covered.